Hello, Angela here with Springs of Zion podcast, where I love to talk about encountering God. God is raising an army of believers who seek His springs in Zion. God's springs or waters of revelation are important to each one of us to empower our walk with Him. The Lord is calling His people to be one heart and one mind in righteousness. My hope as your host is to be an encouraging voice in this world that we're living in today. So let's begin with praying. Father God in heaven, please cover this podcast message today with your heavenly protection to open ears, eyes, and hearts as I share your word, and that your spirit leads this time and allows each one listening to respond for your sake. We ask this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, gosh, it's August 16th. It's just crazy to me how fast the summer is going. And the Lord has been really talking to me. So today, and it has been a struggle. So if you're struggling, you know you have victory. We have had nothing but literally company for weeks, you guys, since June. And we never have company. I mean, it's glorious that our families are starting to be mended and God is doing a work there, and forgiveness and healing is coming. So today, I was listening to the Spirit of the Lord, and I heard the attacks that we've been receiving, if you've been receiving attacks and trials and suffering, these are to ready my people for the shift, for the coming judgments of plagues and trials, for those not yet ready in my tabernacle. And the Spirit had shared with me, this tabernacle, this is His school. And as He's speaking in my mind, I see a classroom and there's a lot of open seats. And the Lord was saying, these open seats, they come with favor for those waiting to step into my tabernacle. Step over the threshold, enter the tabernacle of David. My kingdom shall come, my will shall be done in this coming season. I heard 7 years. There is going to be 7 years of judgment, and it starts at the Feast of Trumpets. So I have a witness for this. As my trumpet blows, the Lord says, so small, so shall my harvest begin. The priesthood of Melchizedek has openings for those willing to exit the priesthood of the Levites. Those believing the law of Moses can exit and enter the priesthood with my son Jesus as the high priest. And you, my children, are his body on earth to be his hands and his feet. Right now, my remnant is weary. However, I'm opening new wells of finance for those struggling. Those waves of prices that are coming in your economics today. Your mission work is worth more than man's dollars. You know this, but remember, the enemy also knows this, so you can be tricked and deceived. Stay alert by seeking my spirit in all things, especially things that we're emotionally attached to. The dark hour, says the Lord, has come, but those standing in my tabernacle shall prevail. Prepare your hearts for the coming sorrows. Many have saddled up to the enemy, not seeing that they've been deceived. The glory train is about to leave the station. I had a dream about tickets, and I'm going to share that. But remember, the Spirit said, those who feel unworthy, this is a lie, rebuke the liar, and come buy your glory ticket. It's funny how if you feel unworthy, then you definitely have entered the tabernacle of David. But if you feel worthy, you've probably been deceived. So let me share this dream I had. And it's funny because I did not remember it until this morning when I was like, Lord, I don't know how to put this word together. Because I've had a lot of turbulent dreams. This one was on July 19th of 2023. I dreamt the first fruits were taken with Jesus, just like the rapture, leaving families broken, with some being left behind. I was grieved because most of my family did not go. They were left here for 3.5 more years because even though they believed in God, His Son Jesus, Jesus was not first in their life. They still had plans and desires outside of what God had for them. I was crying in the dream. I was so grieved. So I go up to the counter and I'm there buying tickets for those that I love. But because they didn't have stamps or what looked like a passport, they weren't able to leave. There was no negotiating this. As I woke up, I felt the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. Holy Spirit reminded me of the two train cars of a previous dream, and they came down through heaven, and they had red crosses on them. These are the red crosses of God. The enemy has blocked the arrival of these train cars. These boxes are the revival that has been delayed by the enemy to trap those who may be able to escape with Jesus. If this is the case, we don't have much time left. We must be praying for revival so souls can be saved. 2 Corinthians 4, I must be more open to the truth of what God's trying to say without distorting it, because the gospel has veiled to those who are perishing. We have to denounce, rebuke, and declare the things of God, to open the hidden things, because shame is not of God. If you have shame, then you have some truths that you need to reveal to your heart and your mind. If we can manifest the truth of our actions, our emotions, then God is in sight. Spiritual renewing is coming. I dwell with them, the Lord said, and I walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Father. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty Lord. 2 Corinthians 6, 16 through 18. The last of our flesh is being tested and approved. My dream, I was trying to negotiate it, and it didn't work. I wanted my family to come. This path has to be taken individually. Those in power cannot be fooled. I think all those working to understand and seek God will receive a ticket. The invisible world knows this, and that's why our trials have amped up. So, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today to seek the Lord in your secret place. He is proud of you. You are worthy. I praise God for this podcast and those who are listening. And I'm so thankful for the remnant who continues to prevail regardless of finances, sickness, all those things that the enemy is throwing in our paths. Our suffering is about to end. The shift is coming. I believe it is in September. I keep hearing September. I don't know which year, but I feel a quickening for this year. So be encouraged. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.